the walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark for all the play-by-play action. Here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, little Saturday night baseball for you. It's game number 5 of a 6-game set between the Blue Jays and the first place Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Hey, everybody. Happy Saturday. It's Larry Larson in with you. So glad you're with us on your Saturday night. The pregame show is always brought to you by Eddie's Bar and Grill in Dunedin. Enjoy a game on one of 50 flat-screen TVs or play in the game room designed for all ages. Eddie's Bar and Grill, where every day is game day. Blue Jays come into this one on a high note after a walk-off win in 12 innings last night. Not only tied for the longest game in terms of innings for the Jays this year, but also the longest game in terms of time. It was a marathon, and the Blue Jays came out on top by a final of 11-10. As a result, they're 13-13 in the second half. Well, overall, they're 47-45. Fort Myers up on top of the Florida State League West, 49-42 overall. They are 18-8 in the second half. Let's take a look at last night's ball game. The recap for you, as the Blue Jays outlasted Fort Myers in a game that was certainly taxing. Honestly, some things just aren't made for radio, and a full recap of last night's ball game is one of those things. Let's skip to extras. It was tied at 6 apiece going into extras, so a whole lot of runs down the stretch of the ball game. Blue Jays fell behind in the top of the 10th. Before they tied it up in the bottom of the 10th on an RBI fielder's choice from Manny Beltre. That made it 7-7. Then in the 11th, Fort Myers scored not once, but twice to take a 2-run lead. The Blue Jays responded in the 11th with a 2-RBI single from Victor Arias to tie it up again. And then in the bottom of the 12th, Edward Duran came through with a go-ahead RBI ground out of all things, to put the Blue Jays on top for good. So that was the decider of the game. Yesterday before the game, we chatted with Nate Garko, Blue Jays relief pitcher, and here he is on the pregame show, our guest today. We're here on the pregame show, now joined by Nate Garko, fresh off a 6-strikeout performance last night in 2 2/3 innings. Nate, thanks for the time. Let's start with last night, 6 strikeouts. What was clicking?
Changeup was really working well. It was keeping the hitters off balance. I was on the same page as my catcher, and we kind of just stuck to the game plan and stuck to what's gotten me here so far, and it worked out well.
You know, you talk about what's gotten you here. You know, opened the season in indie ball, and now here in affiliated ball, here in single A. What were your first impressions of the level outside of, I know your first outing in Clearwater, you had some real loud fans behind home plate, but maybe outside of obnoxious fans?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where you're so amped up, so locked in that you don't really hear the noise outside of, you know, what's in your head and kind of what your plan is. Definitely, you know, the jitters got to me a little bit in that first outing. Haven't felt that in a long time, so I kind of took that with a grain of salt. It was a little humbling, but after that outing, felt like I was starting to settle in each and every outing, and this last one was kind of where I know I can be and be consistent at.
Just one run since that first outing, so I'd say you've been locked in. Let's talk about your college career. D2 at Point Loma, and you mentioned the jitters. You played in a lot of big games there. Walk me through your collegiate experience.
I mean, I had an unbelievable time at Point Loma. You know, I went through some tough family issues going into Point Loma. My mom passed away due to breast cancer. So kind of going to a private Christian university, you know, it helped me kind of just deal with day-to-day life and kind of rely on my faith and allow that to kind of help me stay on the field, stay focused academically and athletically. And, you know, it's one of those things where baseball is the escape to everything in the outside world. And so I had an unbelievable time there. I made some great memories there. I was a starter in college. And so it was fun being a starter there, but that transition into pro ball is where I became a reliever, and I feel like that's where I kind of took off.
I think a lot of people can relate to that, as baseball kind of being an outlet, being an escape for sure. Transitioning into pro ball, signing in indie ball and starting this season with the Gateway Grizzlies down by St. Louis, or up by St. Louis, I guess, here in Florida. Walk us through how indie ball works. I know a lot of people listening might just be familiar with affiliated ball, but in indie ball, what's the competition like, and how does it differ from affiliated ball?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's you're all competing. A lot of ex-affiliate guys in indie ball working their butt off to try to get back into affiliate ball, and so I feel like really the only thing that changes is kind of the approach to everything. Indie ball, you're working your butt off. You're trying to get those numbers, the good numbers, to prove that you can do it in affiliate ball. And so once, you know, I was doing that, once I got to affiliate, I kind of understood that, you know, at least in a terms of a hitter's standpoint, I see a lot of more hitters stay in their approach and not really stressing on, you know, batting average and everything, just staying in the approach and working on, you know, the little things that they're doing to get better and get up to the next level. And, I mean, you see that in indie ball as well, but I feel like it's a little more focused in an affiliate.
Totally makes sense. Now with your approach, you're not a guy who's got a 95 mile an hour fastball, you know, around 88 or so, but you mentioned that changeup all the way down at 74. I mean, that's like a 14 mile an hour difference, and really ultimately that's what matters, changing speeds. Now, how much do you change your game plan, or maybe how does your game plan differ from maybe some guys coming out of the bullpen who can reach 95?
You know, game plan is, you know, utilizing my best pitch with my changeup. I feel like I have a unique pitch to where I can rely on that changeup. That's the go-to pitch that I can throw in any count. It helps me kind of walk back in with my other pitches. And so with that changeup, I'm able to get away with a fastball that isn't 95 like some other guys that we have. But it sure makes it look closer to 91, 92 with that speed difference.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Now, last question, big picture for you. Biggest goal for the rest of the season as we're coming up on August, hard to believe.
Yeah, I mean, biggest goal is, you know, consistently get better every day. Now that I feel like I've had my coming off of my best outing, I feel like that's where I can be consistent and kind of put up those numbers and have that confidence in every outing going forward. And so I look forward to building off of that.
Nate, really appreciate you sharing your story, and best of luck next time out.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Blue Jays reliever Nate Garko, our guest on the pregame show as we chatted with him yesterday. We're getting you set for game number 5 of a 6-game series between the first place Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and your Dunedin Blue Jays. First, let's take a look at the standings in the Florida State League West. The standings that you might see on your screen are the overall standings, but for the standings in the second half, those are the ones that matter, as Fort Myers is on top of those standings at 18-8. They lost last night, but Lakeland won, so they gained a game of ground in those second-half standings. Lakeland 2.5 back of Fort Myers at 16-11. The Blue Jays are down in fourth place, half game back of Tampa, who's 13-12. The Blue Jays are 13-13 in the half. Let's take a look at tonight's pitching matchup, which is presented by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh, chef-driven pub grub complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. This is a dandy, folks. Nolan Perry goes for the Jays. The right-hander is a top 30 prospect in the Blue Jays system, according to Baseball America. And he's got a 2.23 ERA to back it up. An 11 games started, 36 and the thirds innings of work for Nolan, coming off a season high in innings pitched. 4 2/3 innings last week at Lakeland, just one earned run. He'll be opposed by Charlie Soto, the Twins' number 8 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Soto's ERA at 5.73 in 48 2/3 innings won't blow you away. However, he's been better lately, including his last start before the All-Star break back on July 13th against Daytona. 5 innings, no earned runs with 6 strikeouts. So, Soto's been better lately, and we'll see what he brings to the table tonight. Just 18 years old. That's the pitching matchup presented by Clear Sky. Let's get to the starting lineups. First for the visitors from Fort Myers, starting with the Twins' number 1 prospect. It's Walker Jenkins leading off and playing center. Yasir Mercedes is the DH tonight, batting second. Byron Churio is in right, batting third. Brandon Winokur will hit cleanup after homering in back-to-back ball games. He's the shortstop. Rickson Wingrove over at first base, while Nick Lucky is at second, batting sixth. Maddox Houghton moves over to left, batting seventh. Wolfrey Castro will catch and bat eighth. And Yoander Martinez rounds it out, batting ninth and playing third base. Tonight's national anthem is a special one, as our very own Sam Schneider, the Blue Jays video coordinator, will sing. I'm sure the Blue Jays team is all kinds of fired up. And let's listen to Sam bring it here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
National anthem. Here to perform the Star Spangled Banner, please welcome our very own Sam Schneider.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
Okay, Sam, a little flair on the end, too. Video guy turned anthem singer tonight for the Blue Jays at TD Ballpark. He crushed it. Blue Jays all fired up now. Let's get you their starting lineup tonight. And it starts with a little bit of a different look up top. Bryce Arnold will lead it off tonight and play third base as Victor Arias has the night off. Arjun Damala will bat second and play shortstop. Adrian Pinto returns to the Blue Jays lineup on rehab from High A Vancouver. Pinto will bat third and play second base. Jaden Rudd is out in right field batting cleanup. He's also on rehab from Vancouver. Gene Joseph is the left fielder, batting fifth. Robert Robertis will DH and bat sixth. Braden Berry is the center fielder, hitting seventh. Nate LaRue makes his DJ's debut, batting eighth, and doing the catching. And Drew Jemison rounds it out at a new position, batting ninth and playing first base. The starting lineups are presented by Bon Appetit for a lineup of delectable flavors, quality ingredients, and exceptional service with waterfront view. Visit Bon Appetit in Dunedin. Nolan Perry takes the baseball for the Jays tonight. Perry, the 20-year-old native of New Mexico, comes into this one with a 2.23 ERA. And he's going to try and build on his last outing. 4 2/3 innings. 1 earned run against Lakeland. 5 strikeouts, but perhaps the most important number on Perry's line was just 1 walk. And that's significant because Perry had really struggled with his command coming into that outing, walking 4 batters in back-to-back starts. So he got his command back on track last week against one of the best lineups in the league and a team that led the league in walks at that point in the Flying Tigers. So certainly promising for Mr. Perry. So Perry will square off against Fort Myers tonight, who put up 10 runs last night. Their OPS well over 700 as a team in the second half of the season, in which they lead the Florida State League West with an 18-8 record. Blue Jays suiting up in their alternate blue tops tonight. Bird head logo on the left chest with Dunedin D. Blue caps with that same logo on the center, home white pants, while Fort Myers suits up in their purple alternate tops, muscles across the chest in black, trimmed in gold, with purple caps and that mighty muscle logo on the center. Walker Jenkins climbs in the left side. Nolan Perry twists and deals the first pitch. Jenkins, the lefty, takes a called strike, and we are underway at 6:32. Eastern time. Glad you're with us on your Saturday night. Perry's 0-1. Jenkins takes a changeup low. 1-1. Jenkins had a tough evening last night and Fort Myers' 12-inning loss. 0-5. He did drive in a run. 0-1. Paints the inside corner on a fastball. 92 on the radar gun. 1-2. That 0-for-5 performance snapped a 13-game hit streak and 28-game on-base streak for Jenkins. The 1-2, check swing on a curveball. He went. Strike 3. So far, so good for Nolan Perry. One up, one down, one strikeout. Here's Yasser Mercedes.
Now batting, designated hitter, number 21, Yasser Mercedes.
Mercedes, the Twins' number 18 prospect, had a hit yesterday. First pitch, misses outside, 1. It was his first hit in his single-A career. Perry shakes off Nate LaRue, kicks and fires, and misses up on a curveball. 2-0. Mercedes getting the DH nod tonight. 2-0 to him. Has popped up the opposite way, out of play on the first base side. 2-1. Mercedes just called up from the Florida Complex League Twins. 2-1. Paints the outside corner. Called strike. It's 2-2. Mercedes hit over 300 in his time there this season. OPS just shy of 1,000. 2-2, misses low and outside. Runs it full, 3-2. So Mercedes trying to translate that to another level. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball sets down Mercedes, and it's back-to-back punch-outs for Nolan Perry to start his night.
Right fielder, number 9, Byron Chubrio.
Brings up Byron Churio, a switch hitter. He'll bat from the left side against the righty Perry. Perry from the wind here with nobody on. No score, top of the first, and the first pitch. Misses downstairs. It's 1-0. Churio had the night off last night. Comes into this one hitting .215 on the year with 2 homers. 1-0. A big swing comes up empty. 1-1. Churio pretty much a staple in this Fort Myers order. The 1-1. It's hopped down to first base. Drew Jemison gobbles it up, steps on the bag himself, and the inning is over. Nolan Perry works through it quickly. 1-2-3 go the Muscles. Blue Jays coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Yeah, it's a comfortable night for baseball at TD Ballpark. Overcast skies, temperatures in the upper 80s. And Charlie Soto is ready for work for Fort Myers as we've got no score in the bottom of the first. Soto, the Twins' number 8 prospect, fires the first pitch to Bryce Arnold. A fastball at 95 misses inside, and it's 1-0. Simply put, that's what Soto brings to the table, a fastball that can reach triple digits. The 1-0. He yanks a fastball, 97 there, outside. Two balls, no strikes. Arnold getting the nod in the leadoff spot for the Blue Jays tonight, hitting 183 on the year, 5 homers, 2-0 pitch. He swings and foul tips it off Wilfrey Castro, starting at catcher for the first time this week. 2-1. Arnold has batted leadoff once before this season. It's been a while. 2-1 offer. It's popped up out of play, first base side. 2-2. Soto's arsenal complete. Obviously, that fastball is the headliner, but throws a nice changeup. He's got good feel with that pitch. Also a slider and a sinking fastball. Here's the 2-2. Misses inside, hits Arnold on a check swing, but it's a foul ball. So it ran in on the hands, but it was off Bryce's bat. No kind of argument from Bryce trying to say that it hit him. So still 2-2. Soto into his motion. The pitch is a called strike 3. 97 in the upper reaches of the zone, and that's out number one in the home first.
Shortstop number 18, Arjun Namala.
Brings up Arjun Namala. Namala belted his 8th homer of the season last night. First pitch. He takes a cutter for a called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. And that cutter also featured from Soto. Not quite as much. 0-1. Is rolled to the shortstop, Winokur. He fields it cleanly. Sidearms to first, low, but Wingrove scoops it up. And Namala is retired. 2-2, 2-2.
Second baseman, number 24, Adrian Pinto.
Here's Adrian Pinto. Warm welcome back to Adrian, who's on a rehab assignment from High A Vancouver. Blue Jays fans may remember him as a guy who's a member of last year's roster. First pitch misses outside, ball 1. We've got no score, bottom 1. Pinto shipped from Colorado to Toronto in 2022. 1-0, a slider taken for a called strike. Pinto didn't love the call. It's 1-1. That was a trade that sent Randall Grichuk the other way. 1-1 pitch. As a bouncer, past the mound, back to Winokur. He scoops it up on the run, throw to first, just got him in time, and the inning is over. Charlie Soto picks up a strikeout. It's part of a 1-2-3 first. And we move to the second with no score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Nice summer night for some baseball on the Gulf Coast of Florida. We've got no score going to the top of the second inning. And it's game five of a six-game series and the penultimate game of the season series between these clubs. Nolan Perry will face 4-5-6 for Fort Myers, starting with Brandon Winokur. First pitch, swing and a miss. It's 0-1. That was the cutter from Perry. He doesn't use that pitch a lot, and frankly, it might not even be a cutter. That's probably a slider. But the cutter, according to StatCast. Slider does range from the low 80s to the mid-80s. 0-1 to Winokur. It is tapped foul, third base side. It's 0-2. Winokur homered last night. It was his only hit in six tries. But his second straight game with a homer for a guy who a lot of people think could have 25 homer power. 0-2. Fastball misses way outside. One ball, two strikes. Perry struck out two in the first. Reads the sign from Nate LaRue. The kick and the pitch. Breaking ball, got him. Swing and a miss from Winokur. Perry's on a roll early. Three strikeouts and four batters faced. One down for Rickson Wingrove.
First baseman, number 43, Rickson Wingrove.
Wingrove, the big first baseman for the Mighty Muscles, went 2-for-6 last night. First pitch has popped up high in the air to center. Barry comes in. The Blue Jays center fielder calls for it and puts a squeeze on it. A quick out number two. Here's Nick Lucky
second
with the bases
baseman,
empty.
Number four, Nick Lucky.
Wingrove got a fastball there and just got way underneath it. Guy who certainly can drive the ball. So Lucky steps in after a big day yesterday. First pitch to the lefty. A check swing, called strike, fastball at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. No score, top two. Tonight is a challenge game, so each team has three challenges to the strike zone. 0-1, lined into right, Rudd charges in, and it drops in front of him. And Nick Lucky picks up where he left off last night, went 3-for-3 with a homer. And he singles with two outs in the second.
Left
first
fielder,
base runner for Fort Myers.
Maddox Houghton.
Brings up Maddox Houghton. Houghton, the left fielder tonight, Went 0-for-1 last night, came in and extras as a pinch runner and stayed in for an AB. First pitch, he waves at a slider and misses. It's 0-1. Houghton hitting .261. One of the team leaders in games played with 69 of them. Tonight is his 70th. The pitch misses low and away. LaRue knocks it down and looks lucky back to first. Maybe you missed the starting lineup and you might be thinking, this LaRue guy behind the plate, we've mentioned him a few times. Who is it? Well, his name is Nate LaRue. He was signed by the Blue Jays as an undrafted free agent last summer. He's been on the injured list for most of the season. 1-1, swing and a miss. Curveball. One ball, two strikes. So LaRue making his regular season non-rehab debut, played a few games on the complex, opened the season on the double-A roster. But now here with the DJs, after a four-year career at Auburn. Perry throws over to first. It's late. Lucky back in with a head-first dive. One ball, two strikes on Houghton. He's got three homers, including one earlier this week. Perry sets just above the belt. The 1-2. Spiked out in front of the plate. It glances off LaRue's mask towards the Blue Jays dugout on the first base side. So Lucky advances to second. Two balls, two strikes, and Fort Myers has a man in scoring position in the top of the second. It would not be a reach to say that Nolan Perry's goal today would be to go five innings. He almost did it last week for the first time this season. Opened the season on the IL with arm fatigue. The Blue Jays have been very careful with him, understandably so. 2-2, fouled off over our heads at a play. We'll have a do-over. Perry was an out away from going five innings last week. He allowed a base runner with two outs in the fifth inning, and the Blue Jays pulled him, and you could really see the disappointment on his face. 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Nolan Perry's dialed in the early goings in this one. He's got four strikeouts through two scoreless frames. We go to the home second. No score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Bottom of the second inning at TD Ballpark. 4-5-6 coming up for the Jays against Charlie Soto, one of Minnesota's best pitching prospects. Soto, the right-hander, struck out a batter in the first, and he'll face Jaden Rudd to open the second. Rudd, a left-handed batter, first pitch. A check swing, did he go? Yes, he did, according to Gustavo Garza, the field umpire. On the appeal from home plate umpire Caden Gustafson. So it's 0-1 on Rudd, who was a DJ last year. 0-1, misses inside, almost clipped his jersey. One ball, one strike. Rudd was drafted by the Blue Jays in the seventh round. 1-1, called strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2. That was in 2021 out of Moseley High School in Florida here. However, he's a native of the UK. The 1-2. Rudd rolls it towards the middle, past the reach of Lucky on a hop into right. And Jaden Rudd has a leadoff single in the second. Blue Jays have their first base runner. Brings up Gene Joseph.
Left fielder, number 6, Gene Joseph.
Scoreless ball game, bottom 2. Joseph did not play in last night's DJ's win. 227 hitter on the year with 4 homers. That throw over to first is late. Rudd slides back in. Now the first pitch from Soto. It swung on and foul tipped on that hard slider. 86 on the radar gun. And it's 0-1. Soto really ran into some struggles in the early part of the year, which isn't entirely surprising. 0-1, there goes Rudd, and the pitch is hopped towards the middle, snared by Winokur. His only play is at first, and he throws there in time. Gene is set down for out number 1, but Rudd advances to second. Blue Jays with a man in scoring position with one out for Robert Roberti.
Number 43, Robert Roberti.
But on Soto, you look at his talent and you look at the stuff. You don't expect him to struggle, but you put any 18-year-old here at this level, single A, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a challenge, no matter who it is, whether it's Arjun Damalo or Charlie Soto, whoever. Roberti slaps one into left. Houghton races in, lunges, and can't make the catch. It drops. Roberti reaches. Rudd is to third base. And Brian Meyer, Fort Myers manager, yes, his name is Meyer, and no, it's not spelled the same, is going to come out and argue. He thought that Houghton caught that ball on the fly, and looking at the replay, it's really hard to tell. But as of right now, and it will stand, it's a single for Robert Roberti. In real time, even as the play happened, it was just so hard to tell. Rudd sold out. He thought it was going to drop, and it did. So he advances 90 feet to third. Man on the corners for Braden Berry. Golden early game opportunity for this Blue Jays club. That scored 11 runs last night. Had to be refreshing. First pitch. Berry lines it out of play on the first base side. Look out. Flies over a few folks' heads down there. It's 0-1. Berry had a hit last night as he didn't start, but had an infield knock in extras after coming in as a pinch runner. 0-1. Off speed, misses high. One ball, one strike. Looking at the game log for Soto, he has certainly shown flashes throughout the season. Here's his 1-1. Misses down and outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Even early, April 13th at Clearwater, 4 shutout, no-hit innings. Season high, 7 strikeouts. On May 26th against Daytona, 1 inning, or rather 2 innings, 1 run. 4 innings against St. Lucie, shutout. But then there are a few rough spots. 2-1 is bounced foul, third base side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 5 runs in just 2/3 of an inning against Lakeland on May 14th. 4 runs in 3 innings against Tampa in June. 5 runs in 3 1/3 against Tampa again in late June. Those are the things that will spoil your ERA. So some growing pains for Soto, but you look at the stuff, and it's pretty legit. And that's the case so far tonight. 2-2 to Berry. Swing, and it's tapped foul. That pitch was ticketed near Berry inside, but he just gets a piece of it, fights it off, and the battle continues. Blue Jays trying to get on the board first. No score, bottom two. Men on the corners. 2-2 to Berry. Swing and a miss. There goes Robertis from first. Throw down to second is late. Rudd stays put at third. So Robertis swipes second base, and there's two down. And it's up to Nate LaRue.
Pitcher number 49, Nate LaRue.
Second strikeout for Soto there. LaRue making his DJ's debut after going 3-for-11 in rehab games. First pitch, a swing and a miss on a slider. It's 0-1. Runners on second and third for him in a scoreless game. LaRue bats in a very unique stance. It's open, almost looks very relaxed, holds the hands almost near his belt. 0-1. Changeup finds the outside corner. Called strike two, and it's quickly 0-2 on LaRue. So LaRue drew 3 walks in his rehab games. Went 3-for-11 with the FCL Blue Jays in 5 games. Landed on the IL in mid-September last season. And this is his first regular season non-rehab game since. Soto sets and fires, and LaRue takes a tick upstairs on the fastball at 96. Soto thought it was strike three, but instead, 1-ball, 2 strikes. Rudd a few feet off third. Robertis with a pretty big lead off second, not being held. The 1-2. Driven into left. Houghton back. He can't get it. It's all the way to the wall. Rudd scores from third. Roberti scores from second. What a first impression from Nate LaRue. Two RBI, two bagger. And LaRue's first AB with the DJs.
First baseman, number 10, Drew Jefferson.
Blue Jays take a 2-0 lead in the second. Here's Drew Jemison. Jemison batting ninth tonight, hitting .273 in a small sample size. First pitch is popped up into right center. Jenkins ranges over, calls for it, and makes the catch a few steps in front of the right fielder, Churio, and the inning is over. But not before Nate LaRue delivers a 2-out, 2-strike, 2-RBI double. Puts the Blue Jays on top. 2-zip through 2 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
What is going on TD Ballpark? So
watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Lots to smile about if you're a DJs fan early in this one. Whole lot of smiling faces in the ballpark tonight. It's beach night. And a nice Hawaiian shirt giveaway sponsored by Frenchies. Blue Jays have a 2-0 lead in the top of the third thanks to a 2-RBI double from Nate LaRue. And Nolan Perry will face 8-9-1, starting with Wilfrey Castro, right-handed hitting catcher. First pitch. A fastball misses up, ball one. Castro playing his first game this week, hitting 241 this season. This is his 21st game. 1-0, cut and a miss. One ball, one strike. Castro, a native of the DR, 23 years old, waits on the 1-1. Good curveball drops in there for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Perry has 4 strikeouts through 2 scoreless. On the verge of a fifth. The 1-2. Misses outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Perry, somewhat of an under-the-radar guy, not a household name as a prospect, but a lot of folks think he can be. 2-2. Breaking ball, slowly tapped, third base side. Arnold charges, bare hands, throws to first well late. And Wilfrey Castro beats out a slow-rolling infield single to open the third. Brings up Yoander Martinez. Martinez, the Muscles' third baseman, went 0-for-5 last night. He's played every game this week and batted ninth every game this week, hitting 178 on the campaign. First pitch. A check swing on a slider. He went. Strike one. Blue Jays lead 2-0. Top of the third. Looking for back-to-back wins after losing 4 straight, including 3 to these Muscles. A 1 is cut on and missed. And another slide piece from Perry. It's 0-2. Talking to scouts about Perry, you kind of have these conversations in passing. Oh, who do you like? And almost every scout says, I really like Nolan Perry. 0-2. Misses outside on a slider. 1 ball, 2 strikes. The stuff is there, and so much of it comes down to just throwing strikes for Nolan. Something that he does pretty well most of the time. Hit somewhat of a rut. And a 2-start stretch a bit ago. 1-2, cut and a miss, strike 3. There's that 5th strikeout. One down in the top of the third.
Center fielder, number 27, Walker Jenkins.
Brings up the leadoff man, Walker Jenkins, who struck out swinging in the first. Wilfrey Castro over on first base after a leadoff single. Fort Myers trying to respond, down 2-0. First pitch. Jenkins takes a letter-high fastball, called strike. Jenkins, the consensus Minnesota top prospect. Sways the bat back and forth. Pickoff throw to first is late, but Castro almost came off the bag. Castro almost coming up hobbling. Takes his lead as normal. 0-1. Outside on a changeup. 1 ball, 1 strike. Looking at Perry's arsenal. Throws the fastball the most, 35% of his usually 4-pitch mix. 1-1. Jenkins with a check swing on the curve. He went. Strike 2, and it's 1-2. The curveball has overtaken Perry's slider for his primary breaking pitch, just by a hair. Throws the curveball 20% of the time and a slider 19% of the time. The curveball about 5 miles an hour slower, and it's really been more effective throughout the season. And he's thrown it a lot more lately. 1-2. Fastball sails high. Jenkins takes. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So Perry's made that adjustment, and it's paid off. Opponents only hitting 0-57 against the curve. Perry reads the sign. 2-2 pitch. There is the curveball, back foot. And Jenkins takes again, runs it full, 3-2. You compare that to the slider, opponents hitting 286 against the slide piece. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball outside by a touch. That was the curveball, and it just missed. And Walker Jenkins reaches base again after his on-base streak was snapped at 28 games last night. He's got a one-out walk.
Designated hitter, number 21, Yasser Mercedes.
So Perry in a jam. Runners on first and second for the two-batter, Yasser Mercedes. Blue Jays in the driver's seat, 2-0. Top of the third. Mercedes struck out swinging in the first. Nolan looks in for the sign. Checks the runners. First pitch. Fastball just outside. It's 1-0. LaRue tried to frame it up. Caden Gustafson, the home plate umpire, said, nope, that's a ball. It'll be interesting to see how framing is affected as the advent 1-0 misses downstairs. 2 balls, no strikes. As the advent of the ABS system and challenge system continues. Time called, and Joel Hernandez, one of the Blue Jays pitching coaches, is going to come out to talk with Perry. Wants to keep the train on the tracks here. Nolan's up to 43 pitches. He is built up to around 70 now, but again, Blue Jays have been very cautious with him this season. Just a meeting with the battery here between LaRue, Hernandez, and Perry. But on the ABS topic, Major League Baseball just recently, a few weeks ago, said, you know, we're not going to do full ABS games at the AAA level. It's going to be all challenge system, 7 days a week, or 6 days a week, 6 games a week, however you want to say it. And that's probably the right move. That seems to be what players like down here as well, with those challenges. Long pause, now the 2-0. Curveball in there, called strike, and it's 2-1. So Hernandez with the magic words. Perry back in the zone. Here's his 2-1 pitch. And it's a called strike. Snap throw down to first is just late. Jose Mayorga, Blue Jays manager, barking at the field umpire Gustavo Garza, none too pleased. An excellent throw from Nate LaRue. Let's have another look. Ooh, it comes down to the tag. The throw beat him. Credit Walker Jenkins for the slide. He slid to the front of the bag when Drew Jemison was coming from the back part of the bag. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Mercedes. Perry deals and draws a wave and a whiff. Mercedes chases the curveball downstairs, and Nolan picks up another K. Six of them. Bases are runners on first and second. Base is not empty, as I was about to say. Blue Jays lead 2-0. First pitch to Chorio is popped up, third base side, foul ground, and it's a souvenir. 0-1. Chorio grounded out to the first baseman, Jemison, his first time in the first. Perry with a fresh baseball. Sets and fires. And Jorio swings and foul tips it into LaRue's mitt. It's 0-2. Perry's season high in strikeouts is 7. He's got an opportunity to tie that, and it's only the third inning. Trying to leave runners on first and second base. Pitch clock winding down at 3 at 2. And Nolan steps off. Wipes a little sweat off his brow. It's a muggy night. TD Ballpark. Churio chokes up with 2 strikes. In his upright stance, he waits on the 0-2 pitch. And takes a fastball up. 1-2. Fastball sitting right around 92 all night long so far for Perry. Let's see what he goes to here on 1-2. That's the curveball, and it misses outside. 2-2. Blue Jays swap out baseballs. Wilfrey Castro reached on an infield single, and then Walker Jenkins followed with a walk a batter later. Byron Churio trying to bring at least one of them home. 2-2. Slips out of Perry's hand. A curveball misses way outside. That runs the count full. 3-2. DJ's trying to maintain that 2-0 advantage. Top of the third. Perry reads the sign. Pauses. And pitches. Swing and a foul back. We'll do it again. Most of the lower part of the seating bowl around the plate, and the Blue Jays dugout filled up. Perry trying to give him something to cheer about. Next 3-2. Got him swinging. Pumped the high heater by him, and Nolan Perry has 7 strikeouts in only 3 innings. He leaves 2 in the top of the third. Blue Jays still lead it 2-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
Number 4, Bryce Arnold.
Top of the Blue Jays lineup due up as we head to the home third. Blue Jays scored 2 runs on 3 hits in the second. They lead 2-0. First pitch to Bryce is taken for a called strike. Out of the hand to Charlie Soto, who's hunting for a bounce back. 2 singles and a 2 RBI double from Nate LaRue. 0-1. Arnold taps it out in front of the plate. Castro scoops it up, fires to first in time. That was a swinging bunt from Bryce. Not enough to get him on base, and he's out number 1.
Number 18, Arjun Asmala.
Base is empty for Arjun Asmala. He's 0-1 with a ground out to short. How about this matchup? Arjun Namala, 18. Charlie Soto, 18. First pitch. Namala flares it out of play. First base side, 0-1. Not an easy thing to do. Play full season rookie ball at this age. 0-1. Called strike. It's 0-2. Namala wants a challenge, though. And the call is upheld. So the Blue Jays lose their first challenge. Correction. Full season ball. Drop that rookie part, because rookie ball doesn't exist anymore outside the Complex League. And of course, the Dominican Summer League. They used to have short season rookie ball, but that's gone by the wayside. 0-2 fouled off. We'll have a do-over. And that's something that guys like Soto or Namala could really use early in their career. Next 0-2. Namala swings and misses. His bat goes careening into the seats. Oh, boy, on the concourse, and there's a wrestling match for it. Namala strikes out swinging.
Now batting number 24, Adrian.
Looks like a fan doesn't want to let go of it. He wants it for a souvenir. Here's Adrian Pinto. Misses downstairs. And security has taken the bat away, and fans are booing now. That was something. The fan who came out with the bat got hit with the bat. Pinto hops it to shortstop. Winokur fields, throws to first on the money. And that quickly ends the bottom of the third inning. So Charlie Soto does indeed bounce back with a 1-2-3 frame. And we go to the fourth. Blue Jays lead it 2-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's 2, Fort Myers nothing as we're on to the fourth, and Nolan Perry is dealing so far tonight. Seven strikeouts in three innings. Had to work out of a jam last inning. Stranded runners on first and second. So here in the fourth, they'll face 4-5-6, starting with Brandon Winokur, who's 0-1 with a strikeout. Nolan's first pitch is swung on and missed on the slider, 0-1. Winokur, Wingrove, and Lucky. Quite the bunch of names. 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike. Winokur, another young guy, just 19 years old, native of California, Huntington Beach. 1-1. The slider is down. Winokur lays off, two balls, one strike. The fact that Winokur is only 19 years old is somewhat of a scary thought for opponents. 2-1 is tapped foul, third base side. Two balls, two strikes. This is a guy who already has such great power, and he's only 19. Stands at 6'6". He calls time. If he puts a little more muscle on, even just a little bit more, and he's probably going to put on a lot more muscle, he is going to be scary. lot of people think he could have judge-like power. 2-2. Has reached out and popped up first base side out of play. We'll have a do-over. Maybe not quite exactly like Aaron Judge, but same type of thing, right? Judge, real tall, power hitter. Next 2-2. Fastball misses over the plate, but low. Runs it full, 3-2. Especially for young players, having those long limbs just makes it so tough. Winokur widens out his stance. Payoff pitch. Misses outside. Perry thought it was strike three, but it just missed. That's a leadoff walk issued to Winokur. The top of the fourth.
First baseman, number 43, Rickson Wingrove.
So here comes Rickson Wingrove, who popped out on the first pitch he saw in the second inning out to center field. Blue Jays holding on to a 2-0 advantage, top of the fourth. First pitch to the big lefty. He is swung on and missed. Good curve there in its 0-1. We're talking a lot about youth, but Wingrove, 24 years old. A vet on the minor league side. 0-1. Fastball called, strike, snap, throw down to first. That time they got him. Nate LaRue making his impact in his first game as a DJ. What a throw from LaRue from his knees. Good tag from Jemison. So Winokur's out number one. It's 0-2 on Wingrove. Perry from the stretch, the pitch is popped up. Third base side, Arnold towards the line, on the line, makes the catch. Now there's two down. Base is empty for Nick Lucky.
Second baseman, number four, Nick Lucky.
Two zip DJs, top of the fourth inning. Blue Jays hoping for back-to-back wins here tonight. The pitch. Misses inside to Lucky. It's 1-0. Lucky in an open stance, a wide open stance. 1-0 to him. He swings and misses on that curve. Was downstairs, fooled him. One ball, one strike. Lucky is a guy who's bounced around a little bit before finding his home in the Twins organization. 1-1. Lucky flies it out to left. Moves Gene Joseph back towards the corner. He's got plenty of room and makes the one-handed grab, and the inning is over. Nolan Perry issues a walk, but Nate LaRue erases it with a back pick. And then Perry retires the next two batters. A pseudo 1-2-3 inning for him, and we go to the home fourth. Blue Jays still lead 2-0. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Jaden Rudd walks up to a little Sabrina Carpenter as we're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Blue Jays lead it 2-0 over Fort Myers. Charlie Soto deals the first pitch to the lefty. It's pulled. Foul. First base side, 0-1. Soto surrendered both the game's runs in the second inning on a 2-RBI double from Nate LaRue. 0-1, a swing and a foul back. Rudd's backswing clips off Wilfried Castro. Has to make sure he's all right. It's 0-2. Soto bounced back nicely. Worked a 1-2-3 third inning. Rudd calls time. He came in and scored the first run in that second after a single. Infield playing to pull for the Englishman. 0-2 pitch. A changeup misses outside. It's 1-2. Soto twists and fires. And Rudd swings and foul tips it into Castro's mitt. Soto sets him down for his fourth strikeout tonight.
Left fielder, number 6, Gene Joseph.
Here's Gene Joseph. He tapped out to Brandon Winokur his first time in the second inning. DJ's 2, Fort Myers nothing. Home fourth. First offer. Swing and a miss on that wipeout slider from Soto. Boy, is that thing nasty. 0-1. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip into Castro's mitt. It's 0-2, and Joseph wants time. Pops his helmet off, wearing a Dominican Republic headband. And Christian Feliz also has one of those. 0-2 offer now. Breaking ball just misses low. One ball, two strikes. We've mentioned a few times this week that Gene Joseph got to go home for the break to the DR to see his family. 1-2 is driven towards the corner and left. It's foul. Still one ball, two strikes. And that includes Gene's brothers. He's got two younger brothers. One is 2 years old, and the other is 11. Gene's got to be the coolest older brother ever. How cool that has to be 11 years old and say, hey, my older brother's a pro ball player. 1-2, called strike 3. Joseph wants a challenge. And the call is overturned.
The call of strike has been overturned.
So it's 2 balls, 2 strikes.
The result is a 2-2 count on the batter.
Soto quickly back. And the pitch skips out in front of home plate. Now it's ball, 3-2. Joseph has battled it full. Soto has the sign, winds, and delivers. And Gene pops it up. Left side of the infield, third baseman Martinez calls for it. He's in fair ground and makes the catch. Out number 2.
Designated hitter, number 43, Roger Robertis.
Base is empty for Robert Robertis, who also singled and scored in that second inning. First pitch. Misses in, ball 1. That was the slider there. 2-0 Blue Jays in the fourth. Glad you're with us on your Saturday night, wherever you might be. 1-0. High chopper towards the shortstop, Winokur. He gloves it on the run. He throws to first in time. And it's 6-up, 6-down the last 2 innings for Charlie Soto. The score remains. Blue Jays 2, Fort Myers 0. Going to the 5th on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
And happy 75th, Grampy! We love you!
It's the top of the fifth inning at TD Ballpark, now and Nolan Perry is back out there hoping to finish five full innings for the first time this season and get himself in line for the win. Blue Jays lead Fort Myers 2-0. Perry's first pitch to Maddox Houghton is a breaking ball swung through. It's 0-1. 7-8-9 here, starting with Houghton, who struck out swinging in the second. Perry's got seven Ks. 0-1. Houghton squares to bunt and drops it foul. So now it's 0-2. There is some action out in the Blue Jays bullpen as Perry's at 67 pitches. His season high is 78. Nods at the sign from LaRue. The twist and the toss. Curveball low. Houghton takes. 1-2 two strikes. Houghton with long purple socks to go with his purple top. The 1-2. It's slowly tapped down to third. Arnold charges, gloves, bobbles, throws to first. It's late. Houghton beats it out, and that is likely an infield single to open the fifth. Even if Arnold made catcher that play 15, cleanly, would have been hard to get Houghton, who's an excellent runner. And now he's on base as a stolen base threat as Wilfrey Castro comes to the plate. He reached on a similar play. Little tapper on the third base side for a single in the third. Right-hander on right-hander, first pitch. Outside, ball one. Middle infield at double play depth. Namala at short, Pinto at second. Throw over to first is late. Houghton dives back in. Houghton has 13 stolen bases this season. He's got an aggressive lead. And fakes towards second as the pitch misses up. Two balls, no strikes. Perry's 2-0. It is a called strike. It's 2-1. Perry drafted by the Jays out of Carlsbad High School in New Mexico. Not usually a state people think of when they think of baseball. 2-1. It is popped up on the infield towards the shortstop, Namala. He calls for it on the mound, and instead it's Jemison, the first baseman, who puts the squeeze on it. Near collision, but it's out number one.
Third baseman, number one, Yoander Martinez.
Here's Yoander Martinez with Houghton still on first. A nice scouting find by the Blue Jays to find Perry. A guy who kind of flew under the radar in high school. Was a great position player as well. First pitch to Martinez, misses outside. It's 1-0. Perry was the state's Gatorade Player of the Year in his draft year and batted over 400, helping Carlsbad to a state title when he wasn't on the mound. 1-0. Martinez lines it into center. It holds up for Berry. He makes a running catch. Houghton back to first, and there's two down. Perry has matched his season high in innings pitched with 4 2/3. Keeping an eye on Jose Mayorga and the Blue Jays dugout. He stays put on the top step. So here we go. Perry will square off against Walker Jenkins, a leadoff man. Blue Jays lead 2-0, top five, first pitch. Fastball paints the outside corner, called strike, and it's 0-1. So on Carlsbad High School, that's the same high school that Marlins pitcher Trevor Rogers pitched at. That's a high school that has a history of producing guys. 0-1. Jenkins turns away from a heater at 91. 1-1. The head coach there, Cody May, was interviewed by Jay's Journal at the end of last season, and he drew some comps between Rogers and Perry. 1-1. Misses outside. Close, but it's 2-1. May said, you know, neither one of them will blow you away with the high heat, but they won't ever lose their composure. Outside of the fact that Rogers is lefty and Perry's a righty, they're very much alike. 2-1, low and in. 3-1 on Jenkins, who walked his last time in the third and struck out swinging in the first. Perry throws over to first. It's late. Got to be careful here against Jenkins. He calls time, steps out of the box. He homered earlier this week. Stirring in the Blue Jays bullpen. Looks like somebody's about ready to go. Perry hoping to table that. 3-1 pitch. Misses low and inside. That's 4. Runners on first and second with 2 outs for Yasser Mercedes. Now it's really decision time for the Jays. And it looks like Joel Hernandez is going to come out for a visit, not Jose Mayorga. All right. So Perry's going to remain in this game. And maybe this is a meeting with Hernandez to just kind of take Nolan's temp. Hey, how you feeling? This is your last batter. Give it all you got. One thing that many coaches talk about is every guy needs something a little bit different during a mound visit. Some guys like to be challenged. Other guys need a pat on the back. And Hernandez gives Perry a literal pat on the back before he heads back to the dugout. So Perry will get another crack at 5 full innings. Houghton on second, Jenkins aboard. Blue Jays lead 2-0 in the fifth. And Yasser Mercedes in the box. He's 0-2 with 2 Ks. Righty on righty matchup here. Nolan's first pitch. On the way. It's a called strike on a slider, 0-1. Perry passed the 80-pitch plateau, now at 82. His longest outing of the year in terms of pitches. Here's the 0-1. That same breaking ball misses downstairs. 1-1. Houghton, a good runner on second. Same for Jenkins over at first. He's not being held over there. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it gets through LaRue. Everybody moves up 90 feet, and now a single could tie this game at 2. Houghton to third, Jenkins up to second. Perry's going to go from the wind here. The 2-1 pitch. Misses the outside edge on a fastball. Now it's 3-1. Looks like it's Irv Carter throwing in the Blue Jays bullpen. Perry kicks and delivers. Right down Douglas, taken for a called strike. Runs it full, 3-2. Biggest pitch of the ball game for Perry right here. It could be his last one. The payoff pitch to Mercedes. On the way. Swing and a miss, strike three. Nolan Perry blows the fastball by Mercedes. Strikes him out for the third time tonight. And for the first time this season, Perry completes five full innings. He's lined himself up for the win. Blue Jays still lead 2-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network, going to the bottom of the fifth. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Bottom of the fifth inning at TD Ballpark. Nolan Perry strands two in the top of the fifth, so the Blue Jays still lead it 2-0 in the bottom half. And a new pitcher is into the ballgame for Fort Myers. It's the right-handed knuckleballer, Devin Kirby. His first pitch misses outside to Braden Berry. The next pitch does as well. Two balls and no strikes. Kirby at 5'10", 215. The pitch. Misses down and outside. Three balls, no strikes. Our first look at Kirby here is 3-0. I went to the fastball there. It's in for a strike, and it's 3-1. Kirby, signed by the Twins last year as an undrafted free agent, played his college ball at UConn. The pitch. Berry takes, it's down and in, and that's ball four. Braden Berry works a leadoff walk. Brings up Nate LaRue.
Catcher, number 49, Nate LaRue.
Nate LaRue came through with a two RBI double his first time. First pitch here, misses up, ball one. Bats in that open stance, the pitch. Over the plate, but low on the knuckler. Kirby thought it was a strike. So what a change of pace this is. From Charlie Soto, guy with a fastball that reached 97 tonight. 2-0. Misses up. Three balls, no strikes. To a guy in Devin Kirby, who just throws knuckleballs. Kind of tops out in the mid-80s on his fastball. Get to the final line on Soto in a moment. 3-0 to LaRue. He takes all the way, and a heater's in there called strike. So that line on Soto. Four innings, three hits, two runs, both earned off the bat of LaRue. No walks, four Ks. The pitch paints the outside black. Fastball there again. Now it's full on LaRue, 3-2. 2 zip Jays. Barry tiptoes off first. The payoff. Misses outside. That's ball four, and it's back-to-back walks for the Jays to open the fifth. Here's Drew Jemison. The first mound visit, it's Ryan Ritchie, one of the pitching coaches for Fort Myers. They've got two of them listed as pitching coach on the staff. Just a meeting with the battery here. And one thing that Jordan Powell has talked about, Blue Jays resident knuckleballer, is that, you know, the pitching coaches aren't usually trained on the knuckleball. They don't really know much about it. They don't know the mechanics of it. They're learning. The same could probably be said for Fort Myers coaching staff. It's always a little tricky when you go out for mound visits. And again, a lot of the time it's just to provide a breath of fresh air. Blue Jays trying to add to a 2-0 advantage. Bottom five. Runners on first and second. No outs. First pitch to Jemison. Fastball in there for a called strike. 0-1. Jemison in a slightly open stance from the right side. 0-1 toss. Knuckleball fouled off behind home plate. Oh, and two. Kirby sets from the first base side and fires. Jamison lines it over the reach of the shortstop. Whitaker down into left. Barry had to hold up. He gets the stop sign at third. Throw goes to third. It's well late. And the bases are full of birds with no outs. The top of the lineup in Bryce Arnold.
Third baseman, number four, Bryce Arnold.
Arnold 0 for 2. With a looking strikeout and a ground out. Corners in, middle infield back. First pitch fouled off. It's 0-1. Blue Jays with an opportunity to get some breathing room, really, for the first time this week. Lost the first three games, and then yesterday it was back and forth, seesaw, all the way through until the Blue Jays won at the bottom of the 12th. A one swing and a miss on that knuckler. 0-2 on Bryce. Kirby with a deep breath. Arnold settles into his stance. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. And the ball is dropped by Castro, but everybody stays put. Started to trickle away from him. But no harm, no foul. There's one down. Here's Arjun Damalo with the bases still loaded. First pitch. Knuckleball parachutes in for a called strike. 0-1. Blue Jays 2, Fort Myers nothing. Bottom of the fifth. 0-1. Namala lays off on a curveball. Rather a knuckleball that comes up as a curveball. It's dead cast. It's 1-1. Each of Namala's last two hits are homers. One on Sunday at Lakeland, and then one last night. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Big rip on the knuckler. It's 1-2. Berry on third, LaRue on second. Both walked. Then Drew Jemison singled. He's over at first. 1-2. Down and away. Two balls, two strikes. Now, that pitch had a little break to it. So maybe that one was actually a curve. That's somewhat of a great mystery, isn't it? Those knuckleballers. Fun to watch. 2-2 to Arjun. Swing and a miss. He got him. Namala drops to a knee as he comes up empty on the floating knuckleball. Two down.
Number 24, Adrian Pinto.
Brings up Adrian Pinto with two down. Two huge Ks for Kirby. And field back to normal depth. Blue Jays trying not to leave him loaded. First pitch to Pinto. Misses low and outside. It's 1-0. Pinto of small stature from the right side. Just 5'6 on the roster. Maybe a little taller than that, but not much. 1-0. Fastball is a called strike. Top half of the zone. It's 1-1. The call is challenged and overturned. So it's two balls and no strikes. All righty then. Big difference. Pinto in an open stance. Rests the bat on his shoulder. Kind of leans back. 2-0. Misses outside. Three balls, no strikes. Pinto heralded for his contact skills and patience. Baseball America says he has a patience rarely seen in the lower levels of the minors. 3-0. Pinto takes outside. That's ball four. And the Blue Jays get a run on a bases loaded walk. Make it 3-0 in the fifth.
Right fielder, number 38, Jaden Rudd.
So here's Jaden Rudd. Base is still loaded for him. LaRue over to third. Jemison up to second. And Rudd is called for a pitch timer violation. So it's 0-1. Now the first pitch. Misses downstairs. Knocked down by Castro. He scrambles for it. And everybody stays put. One ball, one strike. Rudd is 1-for-2. Had a single in the second inning. And struck out in the fourth against Soto. The pitch. Misses low and in, and it hit Rudd. First a bases loaded walk. Now a bases loaded hit by pitch. Blue Jays lead is now 4-0 in the fifth.
Left fielder, number 6, Jane Joseph.
Brings up Gene Joseph as LaRue scores. Jemison to third. Pinto to second. And time is called by the catcher Castro. As some throwing commences in Fort Myers' bullpen. First pitch to Gene. Hey, it's a called strike. A knuckleball. Castro had a little trouble catching that one. Easy to see why most catchers go to bigger gloves for knuckleballers. 0-1. Joseph bounces it down to third. It's a fair ball, and Martinez steps on the third base bag for the force to end the inning. But not before the Blue Jays get two runs One on a bases loaded walk. The next on a bases loaded hit by pitch. 4-0 Blue Jays now as we go to the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Irv Carter takes over for Nolan Perry for the sixth inning. Blue Jays now with two more runs of cushion. Four zip over Ford Myers. Byron Churio, Brandon Winokur, and Rickson Wingrove do up here against the right-hander. And Carter's first pitch. Churio takes a called strike. 0-1. Churio 0-2. A strikeout and a ground out. The pitch. Called strike two. Quickly 0-2. Numbers on Carter this season. Pretty darn good. 3.04 ERA and 53 and a thirds innings. Opponents hitting well under 200. 186. 0-2. Is popped up. Foul ground. First base side. Jemison ranges back. Calls for it. Makes the catch. And Pinto collides with him. Jemison was camped. He had that ball all the way. And Pinto must not have heard him.
Shortstop, number 25.
Out number
Brandon
one.
Winokur.
Here's Brandon Winokur. First offer. Swing and a miss. On a cutter on the inside half. It's 0-1. Irv rocks and fires. And the pitch is popped high and deep left center. Barry back. So is Joseph. It's Gene who makes the catch. Barry and Joseph almost converged there. Long fly out for out number two for Winokur.
First baseman, number 43, Rickson Wingrove.
Base is empty for Rickson Wingrove as the Blue Jays hold a 4-0 lead. Top six. Wingrove 0-2. Two fly ball outs. First pitch. Misses outside, ball one. We talked about Carter's ERA, but narrowing it down to a smaller sample size, but not that much smaller. His last third of his season, 1-0, misses up. Two balls, no strikes. Carter in his last 12 outings, 24 and a thirds innings, and just two earned runs. 2-0. Wingrove takes inside. Real close, but it's 3-0. Carter went to the fastball there. Somewhat sparingly used fastball at 92. Really leans on the cutter. 3-0 pitch. Wingrove takes all the way and takes ball four on a fastball low. So it's a two-out base runner for the Muscles. Here's Nick Lucky.
Second baseman, number four, Nick Lucky.
Lucky's one for two. Had a single back in the second inning. Fort Myers trails the DJs 4-0 in the sixth. First pitch. Lucky bounces it foul first base side into the Blue Jays dugout. And it's 0-1. Down there by Sam Schneider, who's coming off his wonderful national anthem, basking in the glory down there. He's got his Hawaiian shirt on. 0-1 pitch. Lucky takes a called strike. Good changeup on the outside edge. It's 0-2. Blue Jays video coordinator, Sam Schneider. Alum of Cornell, where, much like Andy Bernard, he did sing a cappella. So it all connects. 0-2. Broken bat line drive foul on the first base side. We'll have another 0-2, and Lucky will need a new piece of lumber. That bat completely sawed in half. Lucky's got the handle in his hand and half the barrel picked up by Wingrove and handed over to the bat boy. Still 0-2 on Lucky. Brings a new bat back to the plate. 0-2. Lucky swings and misses, strike three, and Irv Carter works around the walk to Rickson Wingrove and tosses up his zero on the line score. Blue Jays have a shutout going. 4-0 over Fort Myers, going to the home half of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Four runs on four hits for the Blue Jays. No runs on three hits for Fort Myers as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tomas Kletto is into the ball game for the Mighty Muscles. Kletto, the right-hander, will face 6-7-8 in the Blue Jays lineup, starting with Robert Robertis. He's one for two. First pitch. The lefty takes inside. Ball one. Kletto has made just two appearances this season, totaling to three innings. He's allowed three earned runs for an ERA at nine even. The pitch. Called strike. So it's 1-1 on Robertis. No, two balls, one strike. Must have been a pitch timer violation on Kletto. All right, the pitch. Robert pops it up behind home plate, and it's out of play. Play some pinball amongst the seats. before eventually finding a home with a fan. Two-two. Misses low. Runs it full, 3-2. It's challenged by Fort Myers, and Jose Mayorga comes out of the Blue Jays dugout barking at Caden Gustafson. He thought it was too late. And the call is
a ball confirmed. The result is a 3-2 count on the batter.
So now it's full on Robertis. All right, so it's 3-2. Bit of a confusing first AB. Payoff pitch. Robertis with a swing and a foul tip. He stays alive. We'll do it again. There has been very noticeable tension between both teams and this umpiring crew this week, especially last night. Some calls that both teams really didn't enjoy late in the game. Next 3-2 is driven high in the air to right. Sends Churio back on the track, jumps and makes the catch. Churio had a little bit more room than he realized, I think, but a really nice catch. Base is empty for Braden Berry. Berry reached in a walk and came in to score last inning. First pitch. Misses down and outside, ball one. So Devin Kirby lasts just one inning. A knuckleballer in his single-A debut. One inning, two strikeouts. 1-0 pitch is popped up, sails over our heads out of play. One ball, one strike. Kirby only allowed one hit, but he walked three, hit one, and as a result, coughed up two earned runs. The 1-1. Berry with a bouncer, foul. Third base side, right to Matt Von Romer, Blue Jays third base coach. One ball, two strikes. Good buzz about the ballpark tonight. Kleto's 1-2. Another foul ball, third base side. Still 1-2. Just that slight murmur of fans chatting about who knows what. Hey, how about this Hawaiian shirt? Sure glad the rain's held off. Probably things of that nature. Next 1-2. Berry rolls it off the end of the bat to the second baseman, Lucky. Fields it cleanly, throw to first in time by about a step. Two down. Brings up Nate LaRue, who's reached twice in his debut with the DJs. Two RBI double in the second inning. A walk and a run scored in the fifth. Part of this Blue Jays 4-0 lead. First pitch. That curveball misses high. Ball one. Somewhat surprising that Fort Myers maybe didn't challenge that one. Pretty close. LaRue, a big dude, waits on the 1-0. And it takes inside. Two balls, no strikes. Especially for a catcher. LaRue at 6'3", 223. Maybe a bit taller than your average backstop. 2-0. LaRue takes a called strike on a fastball, but he wants the challenge. And the call is overturned. So it's ball three.
The result is a 3-0 count on the batter.
As you might imagine, those catchers always with a good grasp on the zone, so they're pretty successful with those challenges. 3-0. LaRue takes all the way, and that time it's a strike. No doubt about that one. 3-1. LaRue, a native of Alabama, played his college ball in his home state at Auburn. 3-1. He has hopped off the end of the bat. Foul on the first base side. Now it's full, 3-2. Man, we've got some hecklers in the house tonight. Payoff pitch, LaRue cuts and misses. Strike three, and Tomas Kletto works a 1-2-3. Bottom of the sixth inning. We move on to the seventh. Blue Jays lead remains 4-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Leading off the top of the seventh inning for Fort Myers.
This one's flying by. They say time flies when you're having fun. Blue Jays certainly are tonight. They lead 4-0 over Fort Myers as we go to the top of the seventh. And Irv Carter is back out there. I'll face Maddox Houghton, Wolfrey Castro, and Yoander Martinez to open his second inning of work. First pitch. Swing and a miss. An aggressive hack comes up empty, and it's 0-1. Carter taking over for Nolan Perry, who set a season high in innings pitched and strikeouts. 0-1 reached out and fouled off behind home plate. Let's get you that final line on Nolan because, boy, we should talk about it. Five innings, three hits, no runs, three walks, but eight strikeouts. Not too bad, huh? 0-2 to Houghton. Misses up and in. Houghton leans out of the way. Drops his bat. Had to play a little dodgeball there. One ball, two strikes. Carter kicks and fires. And the pitch is ripped on and missed. Strike three. Irv Carter's first strikeout tonight.
Catcher,
there's Wolfrey Castro. Excuse me, that would be Carter's second strikeout tonight. They set down Nick Lucky to end the sixth. So two Ks for Irv now. First pitch to Wolfrey Castro. It is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Irv's strikeout number is continuing to grow as the season's gone on. He's reinvented himself as a reliever. 0-1. Castro fouls it off behind home plate, out of play. It's 0-2. Carter spent much of his first two seasons as a starter, including last year, split time between the rotation and the bullpen. This year, all out of the bullpen, and it's worked well, to say the least. 0-2. Runs up and in, slipped out of Carter's hand. Castro ducks out of the way. A fastball there from Carter. Again, a sparingly used fastball. He probably would use that pitch more if he were a starter, but primarily a cutter-slider combo here out of the bullpen with a changeup against lefties. Carter with a breath. The 1-2. Misses outside. That was the cutter. Two balls, two strikes. The hecklers are really creative tonight. You might be hearing the "you bum" chants. The 2-2. Castro pulls it on the ground down to third. Arnold scoops it up. The toss across is in time. Two down. So that last one, it's all very mild-mannered heckling. It's not anything personal, but it's always just something very petty. Base is empty for Yoander Martinez. So that last one, the fan said, "Hey, Castro, I bet you don't put your phone on airplane mode. You bum." Now, we don't want to call Castro a bum, of course. First pitch to Martinez, called strike. It's 0-1. We don't condone that, but no less, it is pretty funny. You should put your phone on airplane mode, right? It's the right thing to do. 0-1. Called strike two. It's 0-2. Seems like a good time to mention that Irv Carter's dad is a pilot. Longtime cargo pilot, recently retired. Now a full-time job is Irv Carter's number one fan. 0-2 has popped up. And a shallow right. Pinto out. He calls for it. And now the right fielder, Rudd, calls him off and puts the squeeze on it. And the inning is over. Carter works at 1-2-3. It's time to stretch. Blue Jays lead 4-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
The seventh inning for the Blue Jays, first baseman Drew Jemison.
We're all stretched out at TD Ballpark. Going to the bottom of the seventh, Blue Jays lead 4-0, looking for more against Tomas Cleto, who's back out. First pitch to Drew Jemison, misses low. It's 1-0. A clear night sky starting to open up overhead. Hey, blue skies, what a concept. We haven't seen it all week. 1-0 upstairs, two balls and no strikes. Seems like every night, 88 degrees, cloudy. 88 degrees, 90% chance of rain. There was rain earlier, a lot of it. Great job by the Blue Jays grounds crew to get the field ready. 2-0 to Drew, misses downstairs, three balls, no strikes. Jemison singled in the fifth. Light out to center in the second. So he's 1-for-2. Oh my God. Oh my God. Cleto sets and chucks. Jemison takes all the way, and a fastball finds the bottom of the zone. It's 3-1. Cleto from the stretch at all times. Serves the 3-1. And misses outside. Ball four. Jemison is aboard for the second time tonight. Blue Jays have the leadoff man on for Bryce Arnold. Leadoff man in terms of the lineup tonight. He's 0 for 3.
Number 4, Bryce Arnold.
Arnold with two strikeouts on his line, also a ground out to the catcher. First pitch, fastball paints the outside black, it's 0-1. 4-0 Blue Jays, bottom seven. This ball game, at least so far, in stark contrast to last night. Well played, well pitched. 0-1, little dribbler. Foul, no, and then it rolls fair on the line. Castro picks it up and throws to first for the out. Patience pays off for Wilfrey Castro. Arnold just nubbed that ball. It stayed foul and then just barely oscillated onto the line. Castro picked it up off the line. It was correctly ruled fair. And Arnold is out number one. That's as good as a bunt as Jemison's up to second base. Here's Arjun, first pitch. Low, ball one. So the second 2-3 put out for Arnold tonight. The 1-0. Cut and a miss on a sinker. One ball, one strike. Namala's 0 for 3. He's also struck out twice. Grounded out to the shortstop, Brandon Winokur, in the first inning. Clateau with the pause and the pitch. It's a strike. Slider on the outer half of the plate. 1-2. Jemison, a good runner, has a good sized lead. The 1-2. Namala lines it foul. Look out towards the pavilion, where there's all kinds of fun going on tonight. Beach themed activities. There was even a pregame concert. Blue Jays win tonight, they might request a pregame concert every game. Next 1-2, a rip and a foul tip into Castro's mitt. Namala down on strikes, and there's two down.
Now batting second baseman, Adrian Pinto.
Second strikeout for Cleto. So now it's up to Adrian Pinto. Had a bases loaded walk his last time in the fifth. First pitch, swing and a miss. Took a big hack and a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Paces out of the box and back in. You pretty much do whatever you want as a hitter as long as you're attentive to the pitcher with 8 seconds left on the timer. 0-1. A slider misses outside. One ball, one strike. So it's somewhat of a fallacy these days that hitters can't step out of the box. You can in between pitches, but it's got to be quick. No more going for a half-mile walk in between pitches. 1-1. Misses down and outside. Knocked down by Castro. Two balls, one strike. Looking back on the pitch clock discourse, seems as if the pitch clock has gone pretty darn well, not just here in the minors, but also in the big leagues with the implementation. There was a lot of complaining about it at first and a lot of worrying. That's all kind of quieted down. 2-1, comebacker, past Cleto into center. Jemison chugs around third base. He will score. Adrian Pinto delivers an RBI knock, and the lead swells to 5-0 in the seventh.
Right fielder, number 38, Jaden Rudd.
Here's Jaden Rudd. So two rehabbers in the Blue Jays lineup tonight makes it 20 rehabbers on the season, in case you're keeping score. First pitch to Rudd misses up. It's 1-0. So Pinto and Rudd getting the Jays to 20. That's a lot. Includes Alec Manoa. 1-0. Fastball high. Two balls, no strikes. Alec Manoa, Ricky Tiedemann, Damiano Palmigiani, Riley Tirada. Some dudes up in AAA, some big names. Of course, Alec Manoa went under Tommy John surgery. Underwent Tommy John surgery. 2-0 up and away. Three balls, no strikes. On Rudd, who will be taking all the way on this 3-0 pitch. He's 1-for-2 with a single, a strikeout, and an RBI hit by pitch with the bases loaded in the fifth. 3-0. Rudd flies it into left. Straight away for Houghton. Trails a bit towards the line, makes the catch, and the inning is over. But not before the Blue Jays get another run, courtesy of Adrian Pinto. An RBI single drives in Jemison. Blue Jays 5, Fort Myers nothing. As we go to the 8th on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Leading off the top of the eighth inning for Fort Myers,
center fielder. It has turned into quite the night for baseball at TD Ballpark. Nice sunset taking place overhead. Comfortable temperature now. And the Blue Jays have a comfortable lead. It's 5-0 over Fort Myers. Irv Carter back out for his third inning of work. He'll face the top of the lineup, starting with Walker Jenkins. First pitch. Twins top prospect takes just low on a fastball at 92. It's challenged by the Jays, and the call is overturned. So it's 0-1. Carter worked a 1-2-3 seventh, worked around a walk in the sixth. He's got two strikeouts. 0-1. Jenkins taps it back to the mound. Carter chases it down, jogs halfway to first, flips underhand in time, and Jenkins is retired. Out number one.
Designated hitter, number 21, Yasser Mercedes.
So here's Yasser Mercedes. Mercedes 0-for-3 with three strikeouts, all against Nolan Perry, who's in line for the win. Would be his first this year. First pitch, misses inside, ball one. And Perry has pitched well enough to earn a few wins this season. He just hasn't gone the required distance of five innings to get a win. 1-0. A broken bat liner out of play. End of the seats on the left side. One ball, one strike. So in case you're just joining us, maybe you missed the outing. It was a lot of fun to watch. Perry with a season-high 8 strikeouts. Ties his career high. So Mercedes back into the box. Carter shakes off LaRue. Now sees what he wants. And the 1-1. A check swing. Did he go? You bet. 1-2. Mercedes a strike away from being struck out for the fourth time tonight. Carter settles onto the center of this lab. Nods at LaRue. The kick and the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Carter sets him down on the cutter.
Now batting right fielder Byron Churio.
Brings up Byron Churio with the bases empty. 5-0 Blue Jays lead in the eighth. Irv Carter traditionally looked at as a long reliever. He has gone three innings three times before this season. First pitch to Churio, fouled off. It's 0-1. So now Carter an out away from doing it again. Much, much needed for this Blue Jays bullpen that was taxed last night. Four guys out of the pen. 0-1 outside. Ball, one strike. Not only was the game 12 innings, but you also factor in the fact that Fernando Perez only went 2 2/3 innings. Had to leave with some exhaustion. He's all good. No injury suspected. Got a little bit woozy in the third inning. 1-1 to Churio. He cuts and misses on a cutter. 1-2. Carter is retired 6 in a row, hoping to finish his night with a 7th straight. Heck, at this rate, 34 pitches, maybe he comes back out for the 9th. First things first. The 1-2 pitch to Churio. Just tapped foul. Went to the changeup there. Fooled Churio. He stays alive. 1-2. Carter pitching on 2 days rest through 19 pitches earlier this week in an inning and a third. Now the next 1-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Irv Carter's fired up. 4 punch outs for Mr. Carter tonight. 7 in a row set down by Irv. Blue Jays lead. Still 5-0. Going to the bottom of the 8th on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. It's the bottom of the 8th inning at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays looking for some more insurance as they already lead Fort Myers 5-0, knocking on the door of back-to-back victories. Juan Mercedes is the new pitcher for Fort Myers. Mercedes, the right-hander, will face Gene Joseph, Luis Gomez, and Braden Berry, 5-6-7. First pitch to Gene. Misses inside, almost hit him, ball one. So Gomez, a sparingly used catcher, he's the Blue Jays' third catcher. He's come into the game in the on-deck circle for the DH, Robert Robertis. More on him in a minute. Joseph 0 for 3 tonight, the pitch. Sails high. Two balls, no strikes. Numbers on Mercedes, as good as you can get so far. 3 1/3 innings, one hit, no earned runs. 2-0, swing and a miss. Two balls, one strike. Mercedes, a native of La Romana, Republica de Dominicana. 1-0, rather 2-1 pitch, excuse me. Misses up and in. Three balls, one strike. Gene rolled into a fielder's choice his last time down to third. Mercedes with a breath. The pitch. Joseph pops it up out of play. Runs it full, 3-2. So two guys from the DR going at it here. And Gene and Mercedes. Second time the Blue Jays have seen Mercedes this week. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Gene goes down swinging. Out number one. So here's Luis Gomez. Pinch hitting for Robert Robertis. Gomez getting his first AB. And home plate umpire Caden Gustafson says, hold on, I can't find him on the score sheet. Jose Mayorga runs out, sees he's right there. So Luis Gomez into the box.
Pinch hitting for the Blue Jays, number 20, Luis Gomez.
First pitch to him for Mercedes. Misses low and away. Ball one. Blue Jays dugout all kinds of fired up for Gomez, the 30-year-old from Cuba, who was signed by the Blue Jays as an international free agent earlier this year. Sparingly used. 1-0. Is driven towards the corner and left. Long run for Houghton. He makes a running catch. He disappeared into the corner for a moment, but he covers a lot of ground to snag that one, and
Center
Gomez
fielder,
is retired.
Two
down.
Berry.
Here's Braden Berry. Berry 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Blue Jays lead 5-0, bottom 8. First pitch, little dribbler back to the mound. Mercedes gets there, scoops it up, throws to first in time. And the Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 in the home half of the eighth. On to the ninth. Last chance for Fort Myers. Coming up next, it'll be Winokur, Wingrove, and Lucky. When we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Hey, what do you know? Irv Carter is back out for the top of the ninth, trying to finish four full innings for the first time this season, and trying to make it just two pitchers for the Blue Jays tonight. It's 5-0 as we go to the top of the ninth. Blue Jays lost the first three games of this series. They won last night in 12 innings, and now they're knocking on the door. Back-to-back wins over the first place, Mighty Muscles.
The Fort Myers shortstop.
Brandon Winokur will lead it off against Carter. Carter with four strikeouts. He hasn't allowed a hit in his three innings of work. Just one walk to Rickson Wingrove in the sixth. Winokur 0 for 2. He walked in the fourth. Right-hander on right-hander. Carter's first pitch on the way. It's popped up, first base side, out of play, and it's 0-1. So if Carter does finish this fourth inning for him, a ninth inning in the game, of course, it would be a save by virtue of going three innings or longer to finish the game. 0-1 toss. A slider misses down and in. One ball, one strike. Looking ahead to tomorrow's series finale. Noon first pitch, as is customary on Sundays. Here's the 1-1. Winokur drills it towards the corner and left. Long run for Joseph. He can't get it, and it bounces fair. Winokur towards second. He's around second. Into third. The throw there is late, and it gets by Bryce Arnold. Carter there to back it up. That's a leadoff triple for Brandon Winokur in the ninth. Not only can he drill the ball, he's also got some wheels.
Rickson Wingrove.
Here's Rickson Wingrove. Wingrove 0 for 2 with a walk. That came against Carter in the sixth. Irv trying to keep the shutout intact after the Blue Jays led up 10 runs last night, albeit in a win. First time they've done both those things in one game this year. First pitch to Wingrove, misses outside, ball one. 5 runs on 5 hits, no errors for the Jays. No runs on 4 hits, no errors for Fort Myers. Carter wants to switch out baseballs. That wish is granted. Carter drenched in sweat at this point. Shrugs his shoulders. And now the 1-0. Wingrove takes a changeup low and outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Carter at 40 pitches. He has been stretched out. 2-0. Wingrove swings away and pops it up out of play behind home plate. 2 balls, 1 strike. Lights have taken full effect now. So we're just about 10 minutes past 2 hours played at TD Ballpark. This big Saturday night, beach night crowd is stuck around. 2-1. Wingrove takes a strike. Carter went back to the changeup. Evens the count, 2-2. Carter with long blue socks, nice home white pants, and Wingrove calls time. A slugger with 6 homers and just 38 games. Carter rocks and fires, and Wingrove reaches out, taps one down to first. Jemison gloves it, flips to Carter, and he wins the foot race with Wingrove for the out. That does score a run, though. Whinaker in from third base. Not the end of the world. Blue Jays' lead shrinks to four.
Second baseman.
And it's now 5-1. Carter ended up all the way in right field after that. Good workout there. Got a bit of a late break off the mound. Now there's one down, nobody on for Nick Lucky. And now Joel Hernandez will come out for a visit. Maybe give Irv a minute to catch his breath. As action starts in the Blue Jays bullpen. Nate LaRue also out there. And hey, before we forget, not only is today Nate LaRue's DJ's debut, it's also his 23rd birthday. And he's had quite the birthday. 2 RBI double that put the Blue Jays in front in the second inning. Walking a run scored in the fifth. He backpicked a guy. That's always a point of pride as a catcher, isn't it? So now Nick Lucky steps in. And here's the first toss from Carter. And misses outside, ball one. Blue Jays lead 5-1, top of the ninth. Fort Myers down to their final two outs. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. Cutter from Carter. That sounds natural. Cutter from Carter. Alliterative. 1-1. Lucky hammers it past the reach of Jemison down the first base line into the corner and right. Run over to fetch it. Lucky motoring towards second. He ditches the helmet, and he's going to cruise all the way to third. As the ball is out of play, Lucky rounds third. He scores standing as Rudd never really threw his hand up. Jose Mayorga saying that ball should have been called out of play. Rudd pointing towards the corner. He should have left the ball there, but he was trying to scramble and get that ball back in. And that's going to go as an inside the park homer for Nick Lucky. What the heck? Rudd pointing at the field umpire, Gustavo Garza, saying, hey, the ball was stuck. And that's going to be all for Irv. A tough ninth inning for Carter, but he sets a new season high with 3 1/3 innings of work. And the Blue Jays will go back to the bullpen. It's Julio Ortiz, the hard-throwing big right-hander, will come on to try and get the final two outs for the Jays. Fort Myers on the board now. It's 5-2 in the ninth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Irv Carter finishes 3 1/3 innings tonight, but he can't get all the way through the ninth after a wild inside-the-park homer off the bat of Nick Lucky that got stuck in the right field corner, but wasn't ruled out of play. So Julio Ortiz is on. We'll with one out, bases empty, top of the ninth. Blue Jays lead 5-2. Ortiz making his second appearance of the season with the Jays. First pitch, fastball at 96, misses inside to Maddox Houghton. 1-0. Ortiz's first outing with the Jays came in the final game before the All-Star break. One scoreless frame. The 1-0 paints the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Ortiz was recently re-promoted. He is a big guy that looks the part. Fastball in the mid to high 90s. 1-1. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Houghton calls time. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Had a single on the fifth. Ortiz from the stretch at all times. Hunches over, gathers the sign. Now the 1-2. Line drive into shallow center, and it finds the grass for a knock. Fort Myers bats coming to life in this ninth inning. Houghton aboard, and here's Wilfrey Castro.
Catcher number 15, Wilfrey Castro.
Castro's 1-for-3 with an infield single. 5-2 Jays in the ninth. Tying run on deck. First pitch to Castro with one out. Fastball splits the plate at 97, and it's 0-1. A little bit of smoke hanging under the lights at TD Ballpark, likely from the concession grills. Can even smell it a bit. 0-1. Swing and a miss. A cutter off the outside corner. Got Castro to chase. And Ortiz is out ahead 0-2. Ortiz, 23 years old. Here's the 0-2. Houghton goes. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second is late. Ortiz punches out Castro, though, and Fort Myers is down to its final out, represented by Yoander Martinez.
Third baseman, number one, Yoander Martinez.
Wouldn't that have been something? Strike him out, throw him out, double play to end the game. Time called as the training staff is out to tend to Maddox Houghton. His hand must have banged it up, sliding into second. Maybe he cut it. He's got no intentions of coming out of the game. Asia Morello, the athletic trainer. Taping up Houghton, and he's all good to go. Nice team colored tape, purple tape. Nice touch. And now Martinez steps into the box. Fort Myers down to its final out. They've got two runs in here in the ninth, trailing 5-2. First pitch from Julio. Fouled back. It's 0-1. Martinez 0-for-3 in the ninth spot this evening. Flied out his last two times and struck out in the third against Nolan Perry, who's in line for the win. 0-1 misses way over Martinez's head. LaRue's throw to third is late. LaRue got a great carom off the backstop. So there was a play at third. A little bit closer than everybody anticipated. Houghton advances safely, though, on a wild pitch. One ball, one strike. Ortiz sets and fires. Went to the fastball, and it's grounded to shortstop. Namala is there. Throw to first in time. That's the ball game, and the Blue Jays win it. 5-2 over the first place. Mighty Muscles, and the Blue Jays snag another game back. They trail by 4. Behind the first place club in the second half in the Florida State League West. 5-2 the final score tonight. And tonight's ball game for the Blue Jays was a lot of what last night wasn't. Good pitching, strong defense for the Jays, and just enough timely hitting to nail it down. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays. 5 runs on 5 hits. An error-free ball game for them. And the Jays leave 5 men on base. For Fort Myers, 2 runs on 6 hits. No errors. And 7 men left on base. The winning pitcher is Nolan Perry for the first time this season. Nolan collects the win. 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 3 walks, and a season-high 8 strikeouts. And with the victory, Nolan improves to 1-1 this season. The losing pitcher is Charlie Soto, Twins' number 8 prospect. Went 4 innings, allowed 2 earned runs, struck out 4, didn't walk anybody. He falls to 0-4. Irv Carter gets the hold, but no save doled out in this one. That was played in front of a big Saturday night crowd of 1,503 in 2 hours and 22 minutes at TD Ballpark. Strong all-around team effort for the Jays tonight. With the win, they improved to 14-13.5. They're 48-45 on the season, while Fort Myers drops to 18-9.5 and 49-43 overall. We'll step aside for a break. Come back with a look at the out-of-town scoreboard next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. It's a winner, 5-2 for the Jays. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles, fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single-game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Nolan Perry, the winning pitcher, and the birthday boy, Nate LaRue, in the midst of an interview here at TD Ballpark. And it looks like one of them is going to get an ice water bath after the interview as a treat. Now, the two heroes for the Jays, LaRue with the go-ahead 2-RBI double in the second, Nolan Perry with his first win of the season. Let's take a look elsewhere around the Florida State League tonight. On the out-of-town scoreboard, which is always brought to you by Frenchies, with locations in Dunedin and Clearwater. As it sounds like maybe Nate LaRue is going to get some birthday wishes. I thought maybe we're going to sing for a minute. And there's the ice water bath. LaRue taken by surprise. Anyways, now the out-of-town scoreboard. They're just getting started in game 2 of a doubleheader between Tampa and Clearwater. A lot of late-night baseball over in Tampa this week. No score in the bottom of the first. Game 1 went to extras, 4-3 for Tampa in 9 innings. They're in the bottom of the ninth in St. Lucie. It's Palm Beach 12, St. Lucie 3 over there. Final score from Jupiter, Daytona 5, and the Hammerheads 2. And Lakeland wins a one-run contest over Bradenton, 2-1. The final score in Bradenton tonight. So Lakeland picks up a game on Fort Myers for the second straight night. They're now just a game and a half back. Oh, boy, things getting interesting. That's the Florida State League. How about the Toronto Blue Jays organization today, which some trade news. Danny Jansen traded to Boston. Nate Pearson traded to the Cubs. We also had Jimmy Garcia shipped off to the Mariners yesterday. So there's going to be some new prospects in the org here pretty darn soon. But also Ricky Tiedemann. The news came out today that he will undergo Tommy John surgery. And obviously very frustrating news for an organization that has already seen top pitching prospects Brandon Barriera and Landon Morotis go under the knife, as well as Alec Manoa. So that's just one of those years, folks. That's what it seems to be. On the out-of-town organizational scoreboard, we'll start with AAA Buffalo at 6-2 Syracuse in Buffalo. Oh, Buffalo just scored. Make it 6-3 in the bottom of the eighth. Runners on second and third for the Bisons. That one far from over. Vancouver on the road at Hillsboro. They'll get started at 10:05 Eastern time. And Double A New Hampshire shut out and routed by Reading 7-0 at home in New Hampshire. As for the big league club, they took on Texas this afternoon in Toronto and won 7-3. How about Kevin Gausman today? He had an excellent effort, going the full nine. Complete game, three earned runs, three walks, eight strikeouts for Gauze. And the Blue Jays improved to 48-56 on the year. Looking ahead to tomorrow's series finale, the final game of the season between these two clubs, Blue Jays and the Muscles. We'll get started at noon with our coverage beginning at 11:45 Eastern time. The pitching matchup features Gage Stanifer for the Jays with Lares, Cesar Lares, the right-hander rather than the lefty, going for Fort Myers. So Lares, the lefty, Stanifer, the righty for the Jays. Noon first pitch, 11:45 a.m. pregame show. We hope you can join us then, but until then, that does it for our coverage tonight at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays win another much-needed one here at TD Ballpark. One more time, the final score. It's 5-2 for the Jays. For our entire hardworking crew, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Saturday night. And let's talk again tomorrow. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.